Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, a weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a rapid-fire listen on events coming up, promotions, ticket deals, a trivia question, and a bit of Shocker history. Our guest trivia expert this week is Steph Wright. Steph is the Assistant Director of Communications. Here's Steph with a trivia question.
Which school was Wichita State's first College World Series opponent? A, Oklahoma State, B, Cal State Fullerton, or C, Creighton?
Thank you, Steph. As always, we make you stick around to the end for the answer so you can hear about all these Shocker events. WSU men's basketball, they take a six-game win streak into a big game on Thursday. The game is at 8 p.m. on ESPNU. The Blazers are tied for second in the AAC with North Texas. They are one game behind Memphis, and UAB gets Memphis at home on Sunday, so it's a big week for the Blazers as well. You can get two general admission tickets for $27 for Thursday's game. It is Champions for Literacy Night in partnership with the United Way of the Plains to raise money for local literacy programs. Discount tickets are available for educators by presenting your employee ID at the Shocker ticket office. The Shocker baseball team will hand out schedule posters and sign autographs in the concourse an hour before tip-off. The WSU women are back home. They play Charlotte at 2 p.m. Saturday. It is Scout Day. Any girl or boy scout can receive a free GA ticket and a WSU scout patch. Shocker Invitational begins Thursday at Wilkins Stadium, and some of the nation's best teams are here to play. The Shockers play number 16, Oklahoma State, 5 p.m. Thursday. They play number 22, Missouri, at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. On Saturday, the Shockers play South Dakota State at 12:30, and they play number 18, Nebraska, at 5:30 p.m. Shockers wrap up the weekend against South Dakota State at 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Also that weekend, Oklahoma State will play Nebraska and Missouri on Saturday afternoon, and the Huskers play Missouri at 3 p.m. Saturday. So if you're a softball fan, this is a great opportunity to see some really excellent teams. All weekend, you can get your schedule posters. A day pass will get you in for all the games on that day. On Friday, fans receive a Women in Sports t-shirt when they attend the Missouri WSU game. Shocker Baseball, they open their home schedule at 3 p.m. Friday versus Cal State Fullerton. Schedule posters all weekend for fans. Series continues 2 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday. Wichita State Track and Field heads to Birmingham, Alabama for the AAC Indoor Championship on Friday and Saturday. Keep an eye on the Shocker men. They will be strong in the 800 with Yared Kadane. Also very good strength in the 60-meter hurdles for Wichita State. Darius Graham and Luke Zarnecki are ranked 2 and 3 in the high jump. Shockers have three of the top five scorers in the heptathlon. Hudson Bailey is atop that list with 5,342 points. Did I pronounce all those names right? That was the first thing that
just
was going
about
through my mind. All right, you are a former track person, former pole vaulter. You work track and field for Wichita State. What are you most excited to see?
I'm really excited to watch our men's hurdlers. That's going to be a great race, great couple races. Always excited to watch my pole vaulters, especially Aranza Cortez. She's going to be fun to watch. She's gone over 4 meters the last couple meets. And Yard's going to be great to watch in the 800.
He is really talented. He's had a nice indoor season, definitely. Okay, Steph, hit us with the trivia answer.
All right, your trivia answer is B, Cal State Fullerton. The Shockers defeated the Titans 7-0 in the 1982 College World Series in WSU's first appearance in Omaha. They also met in postseason play in the 1996 Midwest Regional at X Stadium. WSU defeated Fullerton 6-1 in a game also famous for the appearance of actors Kevin Costner and Jeanine Turner.
Do you know who Kevin Costner and Jeanine Turner are?
I do.
Okay, that was a big deal. You should ask Ted Woodward about that the next time you see him. That would peak Ted Woodward at the 1996 Midwest Regional. Thank you, Steph. This week in Shocker history, February 24th, 1954, one of the big games in the early days of Wichita State's ascension as an NCAA Division I program, Paul Shear's last-second basket from about 30 feet out gives the 14th-ranked Shockers a 67-66 win at number 5 Oklahoma State. It's their first win in Stillwater. Oklahoma State and Wichita were Missouri Valley Conference opponents back then. Newspaper accounts describe it as a leaping, desperate fling, and it won the most astonishing game in the 27 years of history of the University of Wichita. Shocker fans stormed the court at Gallagher Arena. University President Harry Corbin visited the locker room after the game and declared the next day a holiday from classes. Cleo Littleton scores 16 points to lead the Shockers. The next night, they had a mixer at Henry and Jim, and the Downtown Quarterbacks Club gave Coach Ralph Miller and his assistant sports coats as a gift. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.